It's Wednesday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality Christy Wright. Carrie is with us to start off this hour in Detroit, Michigan. Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Hi, Dave. How are you guys doing today?
Better than we deserve. What's up?
So I left my corporate job at the end of February, and I finished up a certification that I've been working on for about a year and a half in animal training at the end of March. I've been working since the end of February on building website, ordering business cards, networking, but I'm at a point now where I'm nervous to pull the trigger and publish my website and distribute my business cards at local businesses. And I guess I'm nervous. I guess I'm looking for some advice on just how to not feel like a fraud, since I'm still new at this. And how do I even go about setting my prices when I'm still learning? I'm still, a novice, not a quote unquote expert yet.
Yeah, Carrie, I'm going to tell you the number one way to get rid of this feeling of the fear, the insecurity, the doubt, the imposter syndrome, all that. The number one thing is to start doing stuff.
Listen,
I know that sounds simple, but here there's a practical implication of this. Okay. I tell people all the time, the antidote to fear is action. Nothing will silence your fear of doing the thing like doing the thing. So go do the thing. Nothing will silence your fear of publishing the website like pressing publish, or taking your business cards to the local, vets or wherever you're, the action steps that you take. And every time that you take a step of faith, that you take a step of action, you actually start to do stuff with this business, your fear lessens, that voice in your head gets quieter, your confidence grows, and you go, oh my gosh, I did it and I survived. What else can I do? But if you're waiting around until this feeling of ready comes over you, it will never happen.
So like obedience training for dogs?
Actually, I'm going to be working with exotic birds.
Who's your market? What problem are you?
But you're teaching exotic birds to behave?
I am teaching exotic birds how to behave, and surprisingly, there is a market for it.
And surprisingly, you can do that. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's the surprising part.
That's amazing.
You know how to do that.
So, so I'll be training parrots mainly. Parrots are one of the most rehomed animals.
Because they won't
besides
behave.
Because they won't behave. They're not meant to be in homes. They're meant to be in the wild. They're not domesticated.
So they get mean.
They're mean. They're destructive.
Oh. And you train them to not be so mean.
Instead of putting them on the grill, people rehome them. Okay.
Yes.
Have you checked out the market
they
in
live
Detroit?
So long.
Do you know the market? Like, where the parrot owners hang out in Detroit?
I do. So when I left my corporate job, I took a job in a exotic bird store, basically just doing retail sales, which is horrible.
Yeah.
But it's giving me the opportunity to network with bird owners. I've also been networking with local bird rescues to
Are you afraid that you cannot train them?
I have had some experience, but I haven't experienced every issue yet,
I've been doing this 30 years, and this is the first parrot call I've got. I've never experienced this issue before, but I'm winging my way through it, no pun intended. But, here's the thing.
Lord.
Here's the thing. So the only thing I can draw a parallel on is I was with a guy who's been a professional dog trainer for hunting dogs back last fall, and we had this long talk about hunting dogs just because I was interested in what he was doing and what he was selling them for unbelievable money. Because he's apparently very, very big. And he had this one dog he got, and he could not train it. And he said, I've been doing this 20 years. And he said, this dog was an absolute butthole. You could not train this dog. And he said, so I just sent it back to the owner. and I didn't charge him because I couldn't help him.
Right.
So what's wrong with that strategy?
No, that's a good strategy.
You can that is going to be a part of the journey, Carrie. I don't think you need to dread that and fear that. I think you need to accept that.
There's going to be a bird. You can't.
There's going to be parrots. You don't know what to do with. Carrie, I lived on a farm. I had a horse back years ago, and I same situation. Sent this horse to be trained, and they brought it back to me. They said, we've broken a bazillion horses. We can't break this horse. I ended up selling the horse. He couldn't be trained. So that's going to happen. You just accept that rather than fear it. Just accept it. But know that the majority of the time, you're going to have parrots that you can train based on your education and certification, and you're going to be able to help these people. But here's what I want you to do. I got a challenge for you. I want you to get one customer.
Yeah.
I don't care who, I don't care where, and I don't care what you charge. You get one customer.
Tell them, you're my first customer. I'm going to do it for $3. do it, for God's sake.
Do it. And when you do, it's going to do so much for your confidence.
Yeah. Yeah. Just get out there and start swinging. You know, get at the plate, swing the bat.
Don't wait until you're not scared to do the thing you want to do. Do it scared. The antidote to fear is action.
The first time I sat down in this chair and got in front of the microphone, I couldn't hardly talk. I was so nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And now my pulse rate doesn't even change, you know. But there are people that walk up in front of an audience and break out in sweat. Do it scared. Play scared. The first time you got on stage, I was there. You were scared.
I use this example all the time because I think sometimes we look at people doing things that seem scary and we think, oh, well, they're fearless. They're just confident. They just have this certain gene that I don't have. They're doing it despite their fear. And so, Carrie, if you're waiting for permission, for someone to give you enough approval or someone to tell you, it's not going to happen. I need you to go get a customer, anywhere, for any amount of money, any parrot, and help this person with their parrot this week, and watch how that first customer, that first interaction, do it scared, will build your confidence.
We work with dysfunctional parrots. Oh my gosh, this is so awesome.
But I love that she said, what if I get a parrot? I don't
know.
There's
so many jokes here.
We've never got a call on parrots before. This is going to be part of the journey.
There's so many jokes she could use. She's just got to, you got to embrace the humor in this.
You got to wing it.
Yeah, I can't help you. This one's a bird brain. I mean, you know, it's just so, you got to wing it. This one's a bird brain. I can't help you.
You can do this, Carrie. Hey, stay on the line. I want to send you my book. Kelly, you're sending my book, Business Boutique. That will help you push past your fear.
I love it, Carrie. You're amazing.
Chapter 2, Carrie. Read Chapter 2 on fear. You got this.
For any of you out there that are unemployed, shut up. I mean, she's a parrot trainer. My God. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. Check out all of our podcasts. Just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.